Good morning, everyone. And here we are again, well, on the 9th of November, but obviously the nearest Sunday to Remembrance, which will, of course, happen at 11 o'clock on the 11th. But we have our time together now. So we're going to begin with worship, and we'll just tell you as we go along what's happening. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you again for bringing us here this morning. Lord, we pray as we worship you this morning, that ears will hear in the pub and want to know more about you. And Lord, we come together on this special day of remembrance, where we remember those who died for us to give us our freedom. And Lord, we remember your ultimate sacrifice. So thank you, Jesus, that we begin with worship to you this morning. In your name, Lord, amen. Sorry, I didn't tell us what we were saying. So we're going to start with, "You are the King of Glory. You are the Prince of Peace." And we think of those, as we sing the first verse, of all those who gave their lives for our freedom. And in the second verse, we're focusing on heaven, the ultimate peace that one day we will all know.
To thee, my country, all earthly fame. Come to our wonderful Lord in prayer. The Lord who loves to hear our prayers. Let us pray. We think particularly in our prayer today, a prayer for peace. Lord, you created a perfect world, but things changed. Mankind has gone under their own way, and there have been disruption and unrest. There have been wars and disagreements between nations, between leaders, between continents, and within countries. Also, organizations, families, and individuals have played their part in spoiling your word, your world. Whereas we know that it was your desire that there should be peace throughout the world. We earnestly come to you, Lord, to pray for peace in all places and among all people. May we all strive to work for peace, leaving no stone unturned, as we speak out and oppose all that divides our world. How wonderful it would be if we all learnt to reveal and live by your peace, the peace of God that passes all understanding. Dear Lord, may we see an end to the behaviour which prevents your will being obeyed, and for peace to reign eternally. Today, we give thanks for all those who gave their lives in the service of their country. We remember them with love and appreciation. We also remember today John, Helen, Stuart, Jean, April, who cannot be with us today. Help us, Lord, in our own witness to show love to all people. May we cultivate true Christian love in all that we do, following your example. May we adopt a caring and courteous attitude, being humble and loving at all times. These and all our prayers we bring in the wonderful name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
So we're going to sing, Let There Be Peace on Earth and Let It Begin with me.
Stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Amen.
We're going to sing the hymn that's there later in the service, but we're going straight on to a word from me, and then we're going to observe our own service, our own silence, in respect of those who have done so much for us. Remembrance Sunday. I was born in July 1934, so was only 5 years of age when the war started in 1939. We as a family had just moved from Godalming in Surrey to Kingston, and I attended the local primary school known as the Latchmere Primary School. Some lessons were down in the school shelter, some with their gas masks at the ready. For a young boy, it was quite a strange situation. My father worked in the factory making airplanes required for the war, and I was always worried as a young boy about his safety. As the years went by, many children became evacuees and left Kingston for placements in safer areas. Opposite where we lived was a large green, and that had an air raid shelter dug down in the middle of it for local residents to go into and keep safe. However, my mother and I preferred to be outside so that we could see what was going on rather than being unaware of what was happening above us. My parents decided to keep my sister and me with them. But later, things got worse, and it was decided to send us both to Devon for what became the last year of the war. My sister went to friends of my parents in a farm in Coombe Fishacre, and I went to an aunt in Ibblepen. Her sons were all involved in the war, serving in various forms of armed service. This was an aunt that I had never known before. She had two older daughters living with her, and they both used to visit soldiers they would go to Denbury camp, which I'm sure you know, to visit American and Canadian soldiers. They also took it upon themselves to entertain me. And on one occasion, I went to the village sweet shop, but came back with less than I was entitled to, according to the rations. So the two sisters immediately went back to the shop to confront the staff, and they came back with the right amounts. In 1943-44, many children locally would be required to take the 11 plus examination, and that included me. Did I rebel when I was told that for me and other young people from London, there would be a different paper, because apparently the standard of education was higher in London than in Devon? This really upset me. Why should we do a harder paper? But when the day for the exam came, I had just received a letter from my mother who told me there was a new and rather frightful bomb coming from the Germans. And as a result, I wrote nothing on my paper, but was filled with fear for my parents. When the war was over, it was arranged for the evacuees to return back home. My parents were coming down to Devon to collect my sister and I much later, but I wouldn't wait. So I insisted on going home with the other evacuees. So leaving Newton Abbott Station with other evacuees, we arrived at Paddington and said, "Look, look at the flags of welcome. Listen to the music." And I went on to say in my cocky way, "It must be for the return of the war heroes." However, that wasn't true. The welcome was for us, the evacuees, each of us having people from our own area to welcome us at Paddington. For me, it was a head teacher from Latchmere Primary School and other personnel from the Kingston Guildhall. That was my memories of the war, particularly the last year of the war. We all have our memories. We know that many people lost their loved ones who gave their lives in the service of their country, and also, of course, there were young children like I was who had to face the war and really couldn't understand much of what was happening. Doing lessons down in a shelter with a gas mask on was a very strange occasion. There we are. I want to share with you now an affirmation of faith written by two 14-year-old boys. And I think this is outstanding. Here it is. "We believe in God, who made the sun and the sky, the stars and the sea, who calls us to live responsibly." "We believe," they say, "in Jesus Christ, who became human, who healed the sick, who talked to children, who made friend with sinners. He burned brightly and offended many. His journey was one of life and death and resurrection. His light continues to shine in the darkness. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who inspires the scripture and whose breath we breathe. We believe that God calls us to be a community committed to one another, offering a welcome to everyone, old and young, rich and poor, strong and weak. We believe that God calls us to be peacemakers, workers for justice, brothers and sisters, a light for our world. Amen. Remarkable for two 14-year-old boys. And it's a challenge. It brings a great challenge to us. I thank God for them. And I thank God for the message that I believe in that affirmation of faith they share with us. Amen.
So I'm going to read Lawrence Binyon's poem, just a section of it, and then we'll go straight into the 2 minute silence, and then Bruce, Eunice and Graham, I think, are going to go to the war memorial. So when they've gone, we're going to worship some more. Okay. They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. Thank you, Lord, for all those who died for our freedom. Amen. God bless. Safe journey. So we're going to sing When peace, like a river, attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, you have taught me to say, it is well with my soul.
Sorry about this, folks.
Soul.
So now we're going to sing, Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. You became nothing, poured out to death. Many times I've wondered at your gift of life, and I'm in that place once again. So as we think of those who have died for our freedom in this land, we think of Jesus paying the ultimate price for each and every one of us in the whole world. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Finish with a prayer. Whoop. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, 1,000 ages in your sight, alike an evening gone, our shelter from the stormy blast and our eternal home, short as the watch that ends the night before the rising sun. Again, for all that you've done in our lives. You have given us the ultimate freedom, that we may walk in your ways and come to be with you in heaven and be at peace forever. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Say the grace. Get not for the grace, lovely. Do the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Evermore. Amen. Hallelujah.